Northern Light to everybody worldwide. And Grand Rising without the red flags to all of my kings, queens, and I will never forget every last angel in between. Welcome back to the Sugar Service. Can you believe it's still me, your favorite podcast host out of all the other podcast hosts you listen to? Ian Isaiah, also known as Big Sugar, also known as Uncle Auntie, also known as the Soprano with the Adam's Apple, also known as Big Brother came to fuck shit up. For those joining us for the very first time, please allow me to take a moment to reintroduce the vibes. This is a safe space. Yes, I said it, a safe space, where we share words of encouragement if you're feeling the blues, tap in with some kind of news because we all know the world still never has a clue. And I think somebody major is gonna pull up because Sugar loves a good chit-chat chew. Today we are being blessed by the beauty and businesswoman that is Shamika Williams. Magic finger Mika to me and Mika on the braids to y'all. And I am so excited, I don't know what to do with myself. So if I were you, I would sit tight because that's something we both don't want to miss. So together, let's clear our hearts and minds so we can get right because it is time for the word of the week.
This is not the sound of a stream running through the mountains. It's water from a leaking pipe trickling down a stairway. That's not a frog splashing into a lake. It's a piece of sheetrock falling into a puddle on a kitchen floor. And that's not a hiker taking a deep breath of mountain air. It's a homeowner gasping at the sight of a $12,000 water damage repair bill. 40% of homeowners have experienced water damage. Protect your home with the Moen Smart Water Monitor and Shutoff. Moen.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Preach, preacher!
Look on the other side. Look on the other side and grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, if I don't ever see you again, I just want you to know, if God made you a promise, hold on to it.
All right, y'all, let's get right into what I know is going to bless you real good on today. Today's word rests on this one simple yet heavy question. Why are you choosing what's not choosing you? Let me say that one more time. Why are you choosing what isn't choosing you? How do you expect to ever get what you want if you don't ever put yourself first? Don't just wish for success over your life. Speak that shit into existence. It's never too late to be better, and it's definitely never too late to do better. But you first have to learn to stop choosing what's not choosing you. If they are not connected to your flow, then they are in the way of your flow. I'm gonna say that one more time for the homie in the back that just turned me down. If they are not connected to your flow, then they are in the way of your flow. You need to protect your flow. Being too available can make you too available for the things that are behind you and definitely dangerous to your future. But once again, you have to protect your flow. Protect your flow, protect your flow. Protect your flow. If the plan is to grow, then you must protect your flow. Ashe, okay. Whew, that word was tough, but that's the kind of pressure we love over here. But I think it's time for the news. DJ, pump the beat. All right, y'all, let's jump right into it. Cardi B spoke out early this week on an unnamed industry figure referring to them as weird. So that could be literally any of you. All right, y'all, it looks like Rihanna's maternity looks continue to be front page news on your phones and definitely in my heart. Okay, wow. The Don't Say Gay bill is still coming to Florida State Senate, y'all. I can only pray they do the right thing for the kids in that state. Jesus. Okay, one more thing before I go. As with all of our shows, our prayers and love are with everyone affected by armed conflict worldwide. These wars are ordered by people we don't know and affect everyone that we do know. I hope you all could find some peace because we are definitely praying.
And now, the Neighborhood Hall of Fame. Presenting local legends, icon, movers, and shakers of the motherfucking community.
All right, y'all, this is the part of the service where we honor one of the movers and shakers of the community because to us, they are our version of what a superhero actually is. Today's local hero is a virtual one, y'all. Our favorite source of internet news, especially mine, The Shade Room. TSR is one of the most vital news anchors online, filled with real news, fake news, as well as culture news, celebrity gossip, and the daily reminders of Black and POC-owned brands that we should always look out for. That's a one-stop shop for all your entertainment debauchery. And because of this, The Shade Room, you are our local hero of the week. Carry the fuck on. Wow, y'all, I cannot believe who is sitting in front of me right now, y'all. Y'all not even gonna believe who's sitting in front of me right now. The icon, Shamika Williams, a.k.a. Magic Mika Fingers, a.k.a. Mika on the Braids, a.k.a. if you want it, she got it. What's up, queen?
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming.
I appreciate being here. Wow. I am very, very thankful for being here.
Wow, welcome to the Sugar Service.
Thank you so much, Sugar, for having me.
What's crazy, Mika, you have such a radio voice.
I can't say everybody tells me that, but you know, I speak a lot. That's all I can say.
I definitely sound so graceful on this microphone right
thank
now.
You.
I love it.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, welcome to the Sugar Service. I have a radio show strictly for my friends.
Right.
This radio show is strictly to show that my friends are awesome and they're amazing and they do amazing things. And it's because of my friends that the world is happening. I mean, y'all could fight me on this, but I think because of my friends, the world is moving. And I think you are really a part of that glue.
Thank you so much.
Of course. And I really wanted to shine a light on you so that people could hear from the horse's mouth.
How you know?
What's really going down. Because this show is really for the artists. And I also call you an artist. You're not just a braider. You're not just a hairstylist, but you're also an artist.
Thank you.
But this episode is for you to explain to the world who Shamika Williams is, for those that don't know, or even for those that just like a photo or repost a photo. This is episode, whatever number this episode is, but this episode is strictly for Shamika.
Oh, right.
Well, to go off. So
this is the Mika number one uno.
Exactly. This is the Mika number one uno at the Sugar Service. So,
well, thank you so much for having me again. I am Shamika, Mika for short, Braids by Mika on Instagram. That's if you'd like to check me out.
That's right.
Of course, it's Mika on the Braids. Mm-hmm. I started out, I've always known how to braid.
Mm-hmm. Who taught you?
God.
Wow.
It was always there. Mm-hmm. I was braiding my friend's hair at 8 years old in camp.
Wow.
You know, we would braid and, I would bring my little, you know, barrettes and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And we'll just do our hair after swimming or whatever the case may be. Just
this
put
was
it all
uptown?
Back. Mm-hmm. At day camp. You know, we all went to camp.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, of course, it was Mika on the Braids at that time.
Wow.
I just didn't know.
That's crazy.
Who, you know, I didn't have a birth to it.
Right.
A love for hair.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at that time, we all did our hair out of the house.
Right.
You know, we didn't do so much. Then I just took a break with it. I've always did, like, my niece's hair, things like that. I've always remain doing it, but I took it seriously again when I was having a divorce. And
so you put it aside for a little bit.
I did,
because it was second nature to you.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? That's the same thing I did with music. I have this problem where I do that still with music, where, like, because it's such second nature to you, you could put it to the side because you know if you jump right back into it, you good.
Right.
So you put it to the side, and what happened?
I had kids, and
that's right.
Yeah, I started.
Well, you did a good thing when you put it to the side, though.
I went and did this little marriage thing. I was doing the 40-year-old thing at 20.
Mm, that's what I'm doing now.
You know, hey, you know what I mean? And what happened was I started to, you know, have my divorce and issues, and I did not want to make any bad decisions. So I decided to go ahead and twiddle these fingers instead of twiddling in anything else.
That's right. And you twiddled those fingers into glory.
Baby, it really worked. And God just listened to me and everything that anybody asked of me mm-hmm. when I felt challenged. I loved it,
yeah.
Actually. So when people would say, oh, you know how to do this? Or, you know, they could say, you know how to do a faux lock? And mm-hmm. I would say, yeah.
Oh my gosh, she's talking about the faux locks that she did for me, which was fire. And if you want to see them, they're on YouTube right now under my video called Nuts.
And I'm going to tell you this. That was my very first time ever doing faux locks in my life.
And let me tell you this. You slayed the shit out of those faux locks.
And
okay?
I said, you know what? I'm going to master this. I looked one time at a YouTube and I said, okay, I got this.
You definitely had
it. I got
it.
This. Whatever he asks of me, I know I can do it.
Well, here's the thing. Whatever anybody asks of you, you can do it. Because I met Shamika at the end, y'all. I met her when she was in the glory days. Like, you know, we both have a mutual friend named Jawara.
Yes.
Who's a genius at hair.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Jawara is the one who introduced me to Mika. He was like, well, you know, there's a queen of braids, you know. And I'm like, who the fuck is you talking about, Jawara? Because I've met already everybody from Jawara at that point. We already connected with everybody. But when he introduced me to Shamika Williams and when I watched you braid a style in 5 seconds, I knew.
He, you know, it came from braiding the children's hair. When I started to braid hair, Jawara and I connected. He was working in the shop at the time. Mm. You know, he is a hair god. Okay, let me tell you something. He can think up anything. But when we were working together side by side, he asked me if I knew how to draw. And when he asked me if I knew how to draw, I felt like, wow, am I really doing some intricate things here? Because I had no idea what I was doing. I was doing it braid by braid. Mm-hmm. Whatever this braid does, then the next one is going to do this. And maybe
Whole story.
And I can't tell you what I'm going to do. I can't tell you how it's going in. I just know it'll be cute.
Wow, that's it.
And he, you know, moved in and grew into other things. And he just always remembered me and brought me into a different realm with the fashion industry and everything like that. But I've always still remained connected to the hood, so
that's
to speak.
Right. Well, that's my next question, because you are definitely connected to the hood.
Yes.
Working in fashion, have you seen anything different with, like, how you work as opposed to how you work in the hood? Like, do you work differently in the hood than you do in fashion? I don't see a difference. When I show up to set, or when I show up to a show and I see my girls, including you, I'm like, okay, this is the same girl that I see on Madison. So it's like...
Right. So, you know, I think that the person that I am is the person that I am is the person that I am.
Amen.
So, you know, I am me already.
That's right.
What I am going to do differently is probably listen a little bit more.
Okay, me too.
On a set, when I am in, so to speak, the hood, I feel like, you know what? They're asking of me to bring my expertise to them. Sometimes people will say, I don't even know what I want done.
Right.
For the most part, when they're getting their hair done. But in, you know, when I'm on a set, they kind of have a look already, and they just want you to help them get them, you know, there.
And you
know, if you can
through.
Tweak it, if you can do a tweak or anything through, you know, that, you know, they'll allow that. But, you know, for the most part, it's all about listening over there. And in the hood, it's more about just creating.
Wow. And you do both. Like, you do both. And you gain so many clients from both sides. Like, now, honestly, you can consider yourself a celebrity hairstylist.
And
you are a celebrity hairstylist, not just a braider. You know, people come to you because they know what's up. Like, the high demand, on demand, is nuts. Like, you guys don't know. When she put the little acrylic finger on the the pointer finger, then she's about to go to work. Like, back to school time, you can't even talk to her during back to school. Like,
hello.
The amount of children she goes through, it might be Madam CJ Walker ready of braids at this time. Like, it's crazy
how much
Shamika,
I'm so thankful that it comes through to me. And the thing about it is that it just flows in.
Yeah.
You know, it's
that's
effortless.
The beauty.
I'm very thankful for that. Only thing that I have to ever really struggle with is the person.
Wow.
if anything else, it just, you know, it comes just with ease, and I'm very, very thankful for that.
Yeah, you know? But you're also very easy and very warming. Like, when you sit in the chair, like, it's also like you could tell you a life story and feel so much better from the hairstyle to when you leave the shop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you have that warmness to you. I don't know if it's motherhood or just how you was raised, but you have that warmness to you that just draws people.
Thank you.
More and more and more. Plus the talent. It's just way too much
at this point.
Thank
you. I'm you know, like I said, I'm so thankful. And I have to just be me. I love to laugh.
Yeah.
I love to I love love.
Mm-hmm.
And love doesn't have to be between just two individuals that love each other. You can just show love just because.
Mm-hmm.
And I like doing that because
that's
it comes back to me triple time fold. You know
and it's
what I mean?
All over you. Look, my dog crying because he in love with you too. It's all over you. All right, so I have two questions before we get out of here. So one, your mother queen of braids, which means in order to be queen, you have to have a queendom. So it might be time for you to start teaching and developing younger Mikas. I was wondering, is that in the process? Because this show is on Spotify and there's many thousands of hairstylists and braiders, I'm sure, listening to this right now.
It is.
And they have an opportunity to listen and hear from the icon herself. So
that makes me feel so wonderful. But it is. I've been really thinking about it because I'd love to show people what it is. And how it is and how it can be done. Because this is it is in a demand. We have a lot of people who are now wearing braids and different styles and even different cultures that are now joining in with wearing and understanding this protective style that we're giving out. So, of course, I'm willing to have classes or just, you know, YouTube shows or anything like that. To provide, especially if the demand is there. I will definitely
You know what other demand is there? This commercial break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are back. You know, I have to ask you this question before we go. I ask this question with all of my friends because they all already know what this means. And I have to ask this with you because I'm sure you will already know what this means. And I'm sure you might have a funny answer to this. The carry of the week. So every week here on the Sugar Service, we describe what we think the carry of the week is. I don't even have to describe what carrying means because your mother, you already know what that means. So this could be personal or this could be something you saw online. This could be something that you saw on the way getting here or during the week or a family member that you might want to talk about or not. But what do you think is carrying right now and what should be the carrying of the week?
Well, for me.
For the carry of the week.
For me, and even in my personal life right now.
Here we go.
Is mind your motherfucking business.
Let me tell you.
I'ma need businesses to be mined.
Exactly.
Okay? And water to be drank.
I heard you.
And that's it.
That's it. Okay, so the carry of the week is the businesses not minding themselves, but it's time for them to mind themselves, is what you're saying. I agree with you. You know what? I agree with you. Thank you so much for coming to the Sugar Service, baby.
Thank you so much for having me.
I love you so much.
And I love you back.
We love you. This whole world loves you.
Thank you.
Well, let everybody know how they could get in contact with you if they wanted to.
Well, you can always contact me looking up my Instagram page at Braids by Mika. That is B-R-A-I-D-S by B-Y-M-I-C-K-A. That is M-I-C-K-A. And all one word. And you can press contact on that Braids by Mika page. And you can get to me. Give me about some time, a little couple of minutes to get back to you. Because sometimes I am twiddling these fingers, as
That's
I said.
Right.
And, you know, I can't be two places at one time with them.
That's right.
In my mind, yes. But with these fingers, no. But I will get back to you as soon as possible. Just schedule ahead. And I'll work with you if you work with me.
Wow. Yeah, I heard that here first. Okay. Wait, I got to ask her one more thing before I go. I'm sorry, everybody. I got one more thing before I go. Product. You've been in the game for a while.
Yes.
Product is coming soon, right?
Yes,
is that something that we could talk about real quick? I'm
sorry.
I just got to make sure the girls know what's up with Mika.
Oh, gosh. I'm so excited about this.
Talk about it because I'm excited about it, too.
Yes. Okay. It is going to be called Pretty Pie. All right.
Wow.
Because we have Pretty Pie princesses, we have Pretty Pie mommies, we have Pretty Pie mothers, we have Pretty Pie whatevers. And when we say Pretty Pie, that means it's just, it's pretty within yourself. You just hold it all together like a pie. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, of course, we add the hair factor to that. And that's just, you know, like a cherry on top type of thing. So we have the Pretty Pie. Okay. We have the Pretty Pie line, and it will be consisting of Edge Control and some serum first, and that's what we'll first work on. And then I'm going to try to get a little shampoo and conditioner and things like that together.
All right. Yeah. Y'all heard it here first. Madam CJ Walker is back in the flesh, y'all. Beauty supply stores. If I'm on the radio right now in the beauty supply store, get your order, your pre-save order ready. You heard? Whew, I got to go. Thank you so much for coming to the Sugar
Thank
Service
you for
Meets.
Having me.
I love you so
I
much,
love you
girl.
As well. Thank you.
All right, y'all. As we come to the close of another glorious and beautiful Sugar Service, it is my duty to give flowers where they are due because that's just what I do. The world is a loud place, full of distraction. You can love something or someone with your full heart and never get a chance to say it because bills get in the way or there's just so much traffic just trying to get to tomorrow, y'all. But just as sure as death and taxes in this service, we are here to pay respects to living legends. Every week here on the Sugar Service, we make time and space to honor a beloved figure while they are still alive and still on this earth to receive and collect every last flower they most certainly deserve. This week, we are honoring the first rapper ever. Yes, that's right. We are honoring Soulja Boy, the first rapper to do anything and everything. Nah, but in all seriousness, Soulja Boy has been more than a rapper. He has always been a business mogul, someone who a lot of us artists look up to as an example, especially me. Also, a beautiful reminder that your talents are not limited to a stage or to a post, but it can be monetized beyond your wildest dreams. And for that, Soulja Boy, these roses are for you. Carry the fuck on. Well, y'all, it looks like we are yet again at the end of another really good time here at the Sugar Service. Special thanks to my beautiful guest, Shamika Williams, aka Mika on the Braids, for stopping by the Sugar Service today. And as always, special thanks to my lovely listeners for always sticking by me. Make sure y'all never forget, always be determined and never defeated. Hope to see all of you next week, same place, same time, right here on Spotify. Thank you all for joining us. If you like what you heard today, subscribe for more episodes of The Sugar Service, only on Spotify. Sugar Service is a Spotify original show produced in partnership with Barlow & Sons. Executive producers for Spotify are Gina Dalvik and Yasi Sala. Executive producer for Barlow & Sons is Alice Barlow. Creative production on this episode was done by Ian Isaiah, Jesse Miller-Gordon, and Yuno Alouin. And help from Barlow & Sons head of production, Stephanie Williams. This episode was recorded and edited by Frank. Our theme song was composed and performed by me, Ian Isaiah. Who else? Special thanks to David Gagliardi. Come back every Friday for a new episode of Sugar Service, only on Spotify.